Good morning, a Friday morning. We are with Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us each week. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We're going to start with Plug Power today. They are teaming up with Colorado firm to make zero emissions delivery trucks.
That's right. Plug Power and Lightning Systems of Colorado are working together to make the world's first electric fuel-powered delivery truck. Plug Power will tie its hydrogen fuel cell engines to Lightning Systems' electric drivetrain and batteries to produce trucks with a delivery range in excess of 200 miles. This will appeal to middle-mile logistic customers. Those are the companies shipping products between distribution centers and retail stores. Plug Power is broadening its product line after spending the past decade building a market for fuel cells that power forklifts used in large distribution centers. CEO Andy Marsh recently announced that Plug signed a contract with what he describes as a third anchor customer. Walmart and Amazon are the others, and an analyst thinks Home Depot is the third.
From Plug Power to downtown Albany, where we're seeing some residential development continuing. We've been covering this at WAMC, and you have a story in the Business Review.
That's right. Developer Chris Matalone has plans to convert a building in the Warehouse District in Albany into 25 apartments. The project would involve a gut rehab of 883 Broadway, which is at the corner of Broadway and North Ferry Street, right near Tampopo Ramen and Sake Bar and Wolf's Beer Garden. The office space on the first floor will remain the same, and Matalone will convert the second, third, and fourth floors into apartments. Investors and city officials have long targeted the Warehouse District for development, but new residential development has been slow to take off. Two of the high-profile projects over the past few years were the conversion of the Nipper building and the Rogers Liquor Company building, both stalled after the developer ran into multiple problems. And then further down on North Pearl Street, developer Ryan Jankow is getting ready to build his first downtown Albany apartment project after years of delays. Jankow Companies purchased a three-story building at 48 North Pearl Street in 2017 with plans to add two stories and fill it with the majority of one-bedroom apartments targeted at young professionals. But an existing tenant remained on lease for another year, and then when President Trump's steel tariffs hit, it forced Jankow to redesign the project to use mostly lumber in place of steel. But now with the new design in place, Jankow is planning an April start date, and the project's expected to take about 9 months. Jankow is also building apartments in Albany's Pine Hills neighborhood. The first of three buildings is fully leased, and once complete, there will be 109 total apartments, as well as ground floor commercial space. And Jankow is also planning a $40 million apartment and retail complex across from St. Peter's Hospital. These two developers, Jankow and Matalone, those projects are just a few of the examples of the activity going on in downtown Albany.
Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. She joins us on Fridays. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you so much.